Hello and welcome to the 8th installment of Microdose, the series where you hope I mention that thing you're curious about because I don't fucking talk to you. Commence. What would be deemed successful in terms of YouTube? The exact opposite of how it's going. Does it ever get weird listening back to your audios to check for quality and hearing your own voice saying explicitly sexual dialogue back to you? Over 5 years in, I still don't really listen back to myself. I've heard a few seconds of most of my audios. If you only had a day to live, would you tell your family and friends that you are a secret audio porn king and finally post a face reveal for the listener serfs, or are you taking all that to the grave? I wouldn't do that to them, and I would still want my listeners a few hundred miles from my grave at any given time. Do you miss doing things like audio contests and exchanges, or were those just extra stress like commissions? I enjoyed them when I was active in the community and knew everyone. I don't know anybody anymore, so it doesn't appeal to me now. Is being a mic girl a good side gig? It is my policy to discourage anyone from doing audio work. Will you go to Disney with me? I'll pay for everything. Yeah, sure. Disclaimer, I won't show up. How has your brain not exploded from cranking out all these audios yet? I wouldn't be so certain that it hasn't. Congratulations. Through magic, you've been guaranteed success, growth, and money 10 times beyond what you achieved. The catch is, you can only make mommy IMSUB audios for the rest of your life. Would you accept the deal? Yes, then retire. Is the end goal still to host your own site for your audios? That's never really been a goal, per se, but it was a last resort option, in case I had to move my content. As long as Soundgasm continues to work, I don't see much reason to replace it. Most people couldn't tell when I swapped microphones, let alone the compression difference in M4A and MP3. What is Bloodied Knuckle? A game with no winner. How do you stop Audacity from crashing? That's the neat part. I don't. When it eats audios, I just deem them cursed and give up. Do you have a non-mainstream kink you'd be willing to share? I won't even confirm I'm human. Why would I start disclosing intimate secrets? What is your worst fear? Pizza Hut. Why aren't you mean and sarcastic to us anymore? I'm plenty sarcastic, but I've dialed back on the mean since I no longer receive 28 asks a day demanding to see my dick. Why has the commission ship sailed? I did commissions in the most exhausting way possible for 3 years and got tired of it. As a result, I wanted to make them a lot more expensive, but since then I've felt that it violated the mutual fairness principle on which all of my content operates. So, they closed, and they have remained closed. Why not use your Twitter for updates? That would require me to log in. Why pretend you have no useful audio knowledge? There is so much to learn about what I do, but absolutely nothing to teach. The culmination of all my knowledge distilled into one fine grain of wisdom is this. We're all on our own. Are you OCD about the curation of your content, or would you consider it more a form of perfectionism? They're the same picture. Are you happy with the reception of your Pride Month audios? No. The M4A bombed so hard it's out of the picture, probably forever. And M4M interaction was so low, I think only bots listened to it. Content itself was good, though. Have audio requests been helpful? I always wonder how many were based off requests versus your big brain energy. Sure. Some got directly turned into audios. Sometimes I'll take a particular bit of an idea and put it in another context. Or I will do literally the exact opposite of what somebody asked for because their request made me realize how interesting the inverse would be. Are we allowed to message you on Patreon? Sure, I just won't respond. While you will not consider reposting, do you plan to revisit old concepts or scenarios? It's possible, but generally speaking, the more unique the premise was, the less necessary I feel it is to revisit. So if you have an uber-specific concept you were hoping to get again, I wouldn't hold out for it. Does making audio porn improve your sex life? Only if you can improv. Do you have any interest in becoming mutuals with other performers? Probably not. There's a lot of specific criteria to meet. I love the new sound effects you've been adding. It really helped create an ambiance. That said, how painstakingly tedious is it on your end? Anywhere from not a big deal to I prefer being stabbed. How often do you get excited about a concept only to realize it'd take a miracle to pull it off in audio format? I definitely have creative ambitions that go pretty well beyond my field, and 2 years ago I briefly considered something multi-format because of that. How the hell are we supposed to share your porn? Linking to it? Hello? This is random, but your voice reminds me so much of Eddie from Stranger Things. Would you ever consider doing an audio of him? No. How often do you do drugs? Why do you ask questions like this? Since no more 3DO, how about some binaural stuff with your normal microphones? I only have one of the mic I currently use, and I would definitely not buy a second for a small gimmick, nor would I want to alter my recording setup to accommodate it. Have you ever thought of hiring a media manager to deal with promoting the day-to-day hassles of your content? Would something like that help the stressing over the algorithms? It probably would, but that requires a lot more trust than I'm ever going to have. Should I buy stock? What kind? Cattle seems like a pretty safe bet. Closing notes. The community strike has been lifted by YouTube, but it must have been earlier today because I only just noticed they responded to my appeal. I planned to release the microdose to talk a bit about it, and it turns out that Mondays will be back on since YouTube has stopped training their weapons on me. I had to be sure that they weren't objecting to the nature of the content that I was posting on the main channel, since that's a big part of the reason that YouTube is useful at all. And thankfully, it looks like that's not the case. As for the people wondering about the DDLG, there's nothing I can really do about that. YouTube doesn't consider it possible to monetize 18-plus content, so I'm just totally out of luck. And reputable competing platforms, unfortunately, just don't really exist. The closest thing would be Pornhub, which I was willing to deal with, pointless as it was, before they had the ID requirement. Now that they're requiring me to send them an ID, not only is it pointless because it brings nobody whatsoever to my content, but it's dangerous too. As was always kind of the case with Safe for Work DDLG, there's just no place for it. Once upon a long-ass time ago, I made my original YouTube channel just to post it, but it immediately wasn't viable for monetization as a result, grew slow as a snail, though I guess that hasn't changed, and frankly, the content itself was very quickly a dumpster fire anyway. It's just difficult to stick to one thing, even if I'm good at it, because it shits all over my opportunity to find new audiences, especially when the platforms themselves don't play ball. There's also the very real consideration that DDLG's popularity has greatly diminished in the last couple years. It'll never be missing, but building a brand on DDLG is self-defeating, and the community strike incident perfectly reflects why that's so. If the entirety of the rest of my catalog is going to get shafted for it, then I just can't do it. Hopefully all that makes sense, but if not, then the only difference is that you will now be confused.